Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you, as always.
And Mark.
And joining us on the third microphone, we have Jason Talley from MotorhomeDiaries.com. Also, Free Agents. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. I want to tell you briefly about what's happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We managed to get through the whole first hour. So many phone calls, so many guests. We didn't really have a chance to talk about what we are doing here at Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. The scenery is awe-inspiring.
You can't see mountain vistas like this unless you go to Tibet. It's amazing what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've got a few pieces of wall in between us right now and the full view, but if you stand outside...
I spent most of my day outside.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, the trip, I think, would be worth it almost just to see the scenery, but, you know, to bonus you, you get hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people to hang around with and enjoy the scenery and the company, and it's a great time.
Let me tell you about those hundreds real quick, if I could.
Okay.
The registrations at this point, the people have shown up, it's twice as big as last year.
Whoa.
And if we make it to 700, and 600 looks like a very attainable goal. Maybe 700 on Saturday, you know, by Saturday.
Yeah. Then total cumulative for the whole weekend.
Correct.
Yeah.
At Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Then we will have reached three times what was at the previous.
The last one?
The last one.
That's incredible, considering that...
So says the coordinator.
Right. Well, one of the big concerns about this, and we've been to the last few of these, this is our third year coming to the mm-hmm. Portfest. And this is the first time we've been to one at the Rogers Campground, which is in the northern part of the state. This is the least populated area of New Hampshire, and a lot of people were concerned that when they moved it to this campground, that there would be a drop in the amount of people that came because, well, it takes longer to get from the airport to here, and there would be they were figuring there'd be a lot of excuses, but it turns out that
it's an unfortunate misconception.
There are a hell of a lot more people here this time, and I think it's a great thing because everybody's in such close proximity. The old place that we were at, you had to walk really, really far if you wanted to get to where
the real
campfire was or where the party tent was. Right here, you're walking a few hundred feet, and you're where you need to be. Just outside of the building we're at, there are bands that are playing. There's a, kind of a party atmosphere down there. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, Free Talk Live's prime sponsor, has brought free beer out for people to drink. He's supposed to be up here later on with some alcohol for our Free Talk Live amplifiers. I don't know when he's going to show up for that, but I'm sure he will. We'll call him, if not, and get him on the ball. But it's been a great time so far. There's been so much happening. We just got here yesterday, and some of the things that have been going on today have included, just to kind of give you a taste of some of the official activities happening here. There are, of course, cookouts and things like that. So Representative Dan Itz, who was the guy behind the states' rights kind of secession-y sounding legislation,
mm-hmm.
suggested that if the federal government were to continue doing what it's doing, that New Hampshire might just withdraw itself from the union. He was kind of giving a presentation on states' rights. Also, Allison Gibbs was here from the Campaign for Liberty, incredibly popular group that was formed out of the Ron Paul campaign. She was here talking to people today. They had a road rally, which sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was hunting around. What do they call that? Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I guess that's what a road rally is. You're given a list of clues, and you have to go and find things in certain places. And apparently what they did was they had teams of four. So two people that were considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project would team up with two people who had already moved to New Hampshire, and they'd have to go around and find what they found. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody who's gone on it. Maybe they're still doing it. I'm not sure. But it looked like it was a good time. And what a neat way to get people to know one another and to kind of force the issue of people getting to understand what it's like to be here from people who've actually made the move. So newbies meeting up with people that have made the move and going out and spending a few hours in the car together. It's a pretty cool idea. So that was happening today. There was a group hike this morning, and I think that's been going on kind of like every single day. What else is
that? That's New Hampshire. There are hikes aplenty.
Yep, no doubt about that. Of course, there's the music going on right now. There was a cook-off, a little cooking competition earlier. We had to miss that because we had dinner with the Motorhome Diaries guys. Not that it was unfortunate to have dinner with Motorhome Diaries, but we missed the cook-off as a result of that. So it's, again, one of the problems, and it's a good problem to have with this Liberty community up here in New Hampshire, is
There's so much to do.
Right. This is kind of a microcosm of what is happening on a statewide level. There's so much happening. You really have to be choosy. And sometimes it's kind of a bummer that you don't get to do everything because you can only be in one place at one time. But luckily, there are hundreds of people here. So cumulatively, there's a lot going on and everybody's having fun with one another. Jason Talley is with us here from MotorhomeDiaries.com. Free agents is also something I want to talk about. We talked with Pete Ayer, your partner in Motorhome Diaries. But you guys have not only partnered in Motorhome Diaries, which is an amazing outreach thing that you're doing, you've also started up your own social networking website to replace a website that at one time was fairly prominent and fairly popular, but went off the deep end into the world of statism. And so you guys have stepped up and you've launched your own competing site, and I fully support it here on the air of Free Talk Live. The website is freeagents.net, except you can't spell it right. You have to do FR33, so you have to be elite in order to actually get to the site.
And who isn't?
FR33agents.net. That'll take you to the social networking site. And then there's also a blog site with multiple bloggers, kind of like freekeen.com has multiple bloggers, freeagents.com, except threes instead of e's, so fr33agents.com is the blog site. And Jason, can you just kind of give me a little bit of vision for what it is you intend to do with this website or these two websites?
Yeah, well, it's not a Jason thing or a Pete thing. What happened with Bureaucrash is...
Freekeen's not an Ian thing either, but somebody has to own the domain name. So
yeah,
you're talking to us.
I used to own the domain name, and I donate it to these guys. I'm just like one of many that is working really hard to get this thing off the ground. And the cool thing about Bureaucrash is it brought all of us together. When I say us, I mean some people that are just unapologetic about like loving freedom and wanting to spread that and share that with other people. And so, like at the Freedom Festival, we had like Zach Fix and Dan Patrick who are here that are very active with the Free Agents also. But basically, what we want to do is have a social network site so that we can get together and collaborate to spread the message of freedom, whether it's in the real world or online. And so there is a .com site, the fr33agents.com, where we have you know, news and views about like activism, what our members are up to, threats to liberty, and you know, there's one every hour it seems. But yeah, it's already a vibrant community. It's only like 2-3 weeks old.
I've added it to my aggregator. It's a good blog so far.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with the content that we're already generating. And so the Bureaucrash model was, you know, there's one guy on top who was, you know, paid and by a think tank in Washington, D.C., and they would receive, like, a lot of corporate money. And so that would kind of determine what they would work on. Bureaucrash was always, you know, was able to set its own agenda based on what the members thought was important. And that's why, you know, when I worked there, I thought that was a great part of the job. But then it moved in a different direction once you know, the principal leadership of Pete Ayer, once he did Motorhome Diaries full-time instead of Bureaucrash. So, I mean, your audience probably knows about the Lee Dorn saga, so we don't have to discuss here. But there's a better model out there, which is it's decentralized. People that are active are the owners. The community owns this. So, yeah, I just encourage you to get active, and let's build this thing from the ground up.
Awesome. So fr33agents.net, people should, if they haven't been yet, head on over. It's open for business. Of course, it doesn't cost you anything to get registered. You get signed up. You create your user account. You start looking around. There are groups that you can get involved in. You can be a fan of the Free State Project, and you can join that group or Motorhome Diaries or Free Talk Live. And so there are other people that are interested in those things. They're all members of those subgroups. And, of course, there's I think there's – is there a chat room on there?
There's a chat room. If you go on the bottom right of the website, you can click on that and see all the live members there. And
so you can chat with whoever else is logged in at that time, forums, and then, of course, there's the blogs over at fr33agents.com. So I think it's an exciting start. You guys already have a good crew behind the scenes that have really been setting things up. It's the ball's just getting rolling, so hop on in over there at fr33agents.net and sign yourself up for an account. It's a great place to be, and I think it's a good idea to bring liberty-minded people together. If we can't get them all here in New Hampshire, and I know we won't be able to get them all here, get them all together online, because bringing these minds together helps generate new ideas. When you're all by yourself, you can only innovate so much, but when you're together with other people, whether it's in real life or on an internet forum, you can throw out these ideas and bounce them off one another and use those ideas to create new ideas and then get out there and implement them, hopefully. Jason, is there anything else that we missed that we should cover here about free agents?
Yeah, I mean, I would concur that it's just all about the people that you can work with, you know, online to let's spread the ideas of freedom.
Thank you so much for everything that you guys do or are doing at MotorhomeDiaries.com and FR33Agents.net. Thank you, Jason, for coming on the show tonight. We're going to talk to your calls about anything here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are live on location, the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival Friday nights. We're going to be here also broadcasting live tomorrow night for our live Saturday show, so be sure you join us then and online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features for you. We give them all away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just click and download. They go back for an entire year on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust. even register a trademark. It's empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. I've done it myself.
Great. We're going to continue. We're going to talk to Matt Simon in a moment from New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, but I want to get to a couple of these callers. They've been waiting patiently. The show is about your calls. Let's talk to Eric in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I just,
hey.
I live across the border in Maine. I'm about an hour away, so I thought I
yes, sir.
Might make a day trip out of going to Pork Fest tomorrow.
Oh, cool. But, perfect opportunity.
Yeah, but my question is, like, for people who don't know anybody in the movement, is there a welcome wagon or something like that there?
You know, there's a registration desk, and they'll point you out to the different activities. And at the activities, people are extraordinarily gregarious, mostly because a vast majority of them around are from other places throughout the United States where there are no libertarians. And these people are, it's like they're coming up for air for the first time.
There's also alcohol, so that kind of helps lubricate things a little bit.
Is that a BYOB kind of thing?
It's a good idea to BYOB.
It doesn't hurt, but Jason Osborne is a pretty reliable provider of the occasional free beer, free alcohol. But there's a Shaw's down the street, so if you need to go and pick up something, it's no problem. But it's a great opportunity to come out and if you are if you're a little introverted, it can be kind of difficult. But make a point of just going up to people and introducing yourself and starting some conversations, and before you know it, you'll find some people that you really get along with pretty well, and then next year when you come back, you'll already know some people when you get here.
No, that sounds good. That does.
So
the other thing,
yes.
Yeah, I had a quick thing on, you all have been talking about secession or independence and things like that, and I'm with you on it. I totally support that kind of thing, but I run into a lot of people who, aren't on board, and a lot of the arguments I hear are things like, what would we do without all the stuff that the federal government provides? And the fact
yeah,
is,
I'm not sure what it is that they provide. What services are they bringing up to you?
Well, like interstates and military and stuff like that. And there's
it's pretty obvious that the states couldn't make their roads connect at their borders, and they weren't doing that for decades before that.
Bring up the Soviet Union. They had a breakup in the late 1980s. Are they still able to get from one Soviet former state to another former Soviet state? It seems like they probably are, and life is a little bit better for some of those people over there. In fact, in places like Estonia, things are significantly better than they used to be, and they're not really having, most of them aren't having military issues, except for I think Russia is kind of threatening with their military to some of their neighbors. But nonetheless, clearly the idea of having a centralized, huge national military is not necessary to effectively defend a smaller plot of land.
Yeah, and I agree with all that. But the thing I brought up is that the federal government has quote unquote assets and every state, and I'm assuming that when a state declared independence that they would, a lot of those assets would go, with the state. So a lot of that bureaucracy and stuff would stay there.
I don't know, that's a good question, and I don't know how well thought out that has been in this movement. I know that the idea of independence or secession has been on the table for a good amount of time, but only in recent days, within the last 6 to 12 months, it's really kind of hit the mainstream as far as the discussion topic is concerned. I don't really know if people have gotten too far into thinking about, well, gosh, how do you deal with a military base that's within the geographical region that is plotting to declare independence?
I know that you don't do what South Carolina did in 1861 and fire shots on it.
No. I just have a feeling that a lot of this stuff, the independence road is probably a longer road than people really think about when they think it's a great idea. I mean, all these bureaucrats and all the military personnel and all these people would still be here, and they would still be, entrenched in those jobs.
Yeah, that's problematic. You're absolutely right, and I would love to hear some ideas as to what could be done to deal with that. I'm certainly open to hearing it, because I haven't been able to think of anything significant. And one thing's for sure, those bureaucrats are going to fight to the bitter end to keep their jobs. And, you know, if they want to keep working for the federal government, that's fine. At least if we declare independence, we don't have to pay for their paychecks anymore. So let them stay in the area and keep doing their federal government jobs. Just
and spend money in the community.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I think that, you know, other than that, life probably wouldn't change all that much other than, you know.
Except you'd be wealthier. You'd have more personal wealth. You'd be able to buy more of the things that you want to buy and do the things you want to do because the federal government wouldn't be sucking your life's work away from you. Thanks for the call tonight, Eric.
Exactly.
I look forward to seeing you up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival tomorrow as you're going to be coming out here. It's still not too late. If you're up in the New England area this weekend, make a point of coming up to Lancaster, New Hampshire. The directions, details, Rogers Campground, all the details are at porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's go to Matt Simon, who's sitting here with us, and we may hold you through for another segment if things keep getting interesting here, as they've been all night long. Matt Simon from the New Hampshire for New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. We've had you on the show a number of times in the past. Always good to have you. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
So recently, New Hampshire has what would become the 14th state to have legalized medical marijuana?
Not quite.
Hasn't happened yet. There are three branches of government.
Okay.
And it's through the legislature. Actually, it passed in one form earlier, and then the governor stepped in and said, I'll veto this if it comes to my office in this form.
And he's pretty much vetoed nothing up to this point. Is that correct?
I didn't even know he could pronounce the word veto. It's not something that comes out of his mouth very often.
But keeping medicine out of the hands of sick people, he's apparently in favor of.
And this is the Democrat, but government. Governor. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He does have a D next to his name, although people have been lately questioning that somewhat.
Sure.
It's something that 90% of his party agrees with.
This wasn't the most radical medical marijuana bill when it first went to his desk, was it?
It was pretty modest to begin with. It allowed patients to grow up to six plants for themselves. It was very tight. It was hard for anybody to designate a caregiver to grow for them. It had to be a family member or a healthcare professional. So it would have already been tighter than other bills. But, you know, we were in a position where it was get angry, take our marbles and go home, or for the dozens of patients that I've met with over the last 6 months or year, to find a way to go along with this and try to get something for them so they get cards that protect them from arrest and that we can get something out of this. And when we made that decision, it really went well from there. And this bill that has passed the House and Senate this week, Wednesday, it passed and is going to the governor's desk. And I really am confident that it is going to make things a lot better, and like you said earlier, Ian, a more humane society.
Right, and when you talk about the war on drugs and you talk about the battlefield wounded, those really are the people that need medical marijuana as medicine to treat whatever illness it is. I know the list is long, but it's helpful for. Can you give us some ideas?
Well, marijuana is, I mean, certainly for the treatments for cancer, chemotherapy and things like that, hepatitis C treatments, it relieves those patients' nausea, but also severe pain patients who are taking OxyContin, Percocet, morphine, and all these other things.
There have been some amazing stories. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. We'll continue this discussion. I want to talk about how the bill has been changed and one of my big concerns about it, and hopefully you can help me understand or address how it's going to work. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are extra live tonight from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, brought to you by the Free State Project in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. We've been here since yesterday afternoon, and we'll be here all the way through sometime Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's still a lot to come here. We'll touch on what's coming up tomorrow, because I know there's still a number of people that are coming out just for kind of a one-day affair, and it's relatively affordable to come up here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great time, and there are great people to be around, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people all hanging out together. I think there are people playing cards over there. There's going to be more gambling going on later tonight. Of course, all kinds of live baiting already happening, and lots of interesting guests here to talk to on Free Talk Live. Also taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go back to the phones, but just want to continue the interview here with Matt Simon from the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. Now, Matt, you are a Free State Project mover, is that correct?
That's true. I've been here a little over 3 years.
And you're one of the more active people kind of in the political side of things, really getting it done when it comes to going up to Concord and lobbying these state legislators to move forward in a more peaceful direction as far as marijuana reform is concerned. And just this year, you finally broken out and managed to get a piece of legislation to actually have some success here in New Hampshire, the medical marijuana provisions. It hit the governor's desk a few weeks back. He sent it back and said, this is not good enough. Water it down. And so you guys watered it down, and now it's back on his desk. The Senate and the House just passed it again this week. It's now back on his desk. If he signs it, New Hampshire will be, you said, the 14th state to have medical marijuana provisions?
That's right.
And this is through the legislative process instead of through some sort of ballot initiative process, which is how it has happened in many other places.
Right.
But what did they change? What is the new structure? What if the governor signs this, what will be put in place?
Yeah, and I just want to correct you. We didn't change it or water it down. It was the legislature that chose to do that. We advocated for the bill, and
gotcha.
We could make suggestions, but we were in a position to rewrite the bill ourselves.
Understood.
The bill belonged to the legislature, and what they decided to do was look. The governor's main concern was that distribution, he thought, should be tightly controlled. obviously, we believe that people should be allowed to take care of themselves.
Of course, the governor would say something like that.
Of course, the distribution should be tightly controlled because we don't want people to be able to get a hold of marijuana. I mean, it's not like New Hampshire's not the marijuana smokingest state.
Actually, I believe it is.
It is.
Yes.
It's one of the certainly higher proportions, but you know,
and of course we must control the distribution of marijuana because God knows what could happen.
But again, we're only talking about a bill that would affect maybe 150, 200 people tops probably in the state. So it's trying to get the most seriously ill people in the state protection from arrest, so they don't have to live in fear of their own government, so that they are free to talk to their doctors and ask if marijuana might be the best thing for them. And it's just a way to get the conversation started. And, you know, people in high school or college have access to marijuana. But if you get diagnosed with some crazy illness in your 50s or 60s and you've never even smelled the stuff, where do you turn? And these are the kind of people that call me. So that's what they're who I'm fighting for here.
Well, so the new bill then provides that medical marijuana patients can go to the local government-owned high school and get the marijuana that they need?
Absolutely not. What they're concerned about...
Well, I mean, that's probably the best distribution center around.
No, the concern is that patients or caregivers would cultivate marijuana and that would be diverted to the black market. So what the governor asked was for a tightly crafted distribution model. And fortunately for us, hoping to get something passed, Rhode Island and New Mexico this year have both taken steps toward that. New Mexico licensed and they're not government-owned. They're nonprofit compassion centers that will be licensed.
Didn't Canada try that? Canada tried to grow their own marijuana. It turned out to be just ditchweed, and all the patients were very upset about it.
I believe so. And also, the United States grows its own marijuana and gives it to still three federal medical marijuana patients exist and receive tens of marijuana cigarettes it's grown at the University of Mississippi by the National Institute for Drug Smart.
I did not.
Yeah, there was, seven people that originally got the prescriptions before the Bill Clinton ended the program in the 90s?
George H.W. Bush ended the program.
Oh, okay.
It was when the HIV panic was happening in California. It was becoming so clear that people were benefiting with AIDS wasting disorder, who were able to restore their appetites and you know, survive their treatments and that sort of thing. And a whole bunch of AIDS patients wanted added, so he just closed the program with 12 people receiving, and now it's three people who still receive joints and attend, actually 8 ounces of marijuana a month they get
from
the federal government.
Back to the New Hampshire plan. You're saying there will be distribution centers, nonprofits will be running them. Who will decide and on what criteria who is allowed to be the nonprofits doing that?
Right. It's going to be the Department of Health and Human Services that's going to review applications, and you can apply for an application. I think it's, I forget what the fees are off the top of my head. It's Friday night.
So. And they're going to have a very limited amount, are they not? Like three for the whole state? So does that mean that people that are crippled are going to have to go driving, for several miles?
That's our biggest concern with it was, if people aren't going to be allowed to grow their own, then okay, where are they going to be able to get it? There are 10 drugstores in every town. You're going to have three compassion centers in the entire state.
So it sounds like.
Yes, they made it a lot easier for a patient to designate a caregiver. Caregiver isn't allowed to grow, but the caregiver is allowed to drive to the compassion center, pick up the marijuana.
To be a courier, basically.
Exactly.
Them. Now, all right, here's my big concern.
Sure.
We know that the federal government has made a habit of continuing to raid the California dispensaries. And even though the Obama administration has said they were going to stop that, I don't believe it has stopped. Maybe I haven't been paying close attention in recent weeks, but they had said they were going to stop it, and it didn't stop, and then they said they were going to stop it again, and I don't know where it is right
now. Here's what they said very specifically. They said that any state, that as long as people in states with medical marijuana laws are operating within state law, that they will not do anything about it.
So they found a bunch of state laws they've broken and go
raid. If they have
raided
dispensaries in California since then, which they have, plausibly they can say that they were violating state law.
Well, sure, and how hard is that?
The state wasn't regulating it. And, of course, California at the state level doesn't regulate its dispensaries at all. They're not licensed with the state.
But if they're violating just one state law, the feds can come in and raid them? I mean, who isn't violating a state law?
Well, the DEA operates, I don't know how the DEA operates. I know that
they
some
come
of those
in
raids,
and they steal.
I don't
things.
Even know if it was under the previous Bush administration's nominee was still running the DEA when a lot of those raids were happening, and I don't know. But
my concern is
his promise
here.
Pretty clear, and that's what made New Mexico take the step that it took, which was to license its first compassion center. They did that in March.
So that has happened. The doors are open.
The doors are not
stripping?
Open, but
not
they have yet. Licensed one, and the doors are set to open.
This is my concern, and I think it's a legitimate concern that now that New Hampshire is going to have these central distribution locations, instead of having a decentralized situation where each patient or caregiver can grow their own plants, where that's completely completely off the radar. There are three well-known locations for the DEA to just go in and do what they do out in California, come in with their guns pointing at peaceful people, steal their cash, steal their marijuana, and walk out the door without even arresting anybody. So I'm concerned that we're going to start seeing that happen here in New Hampshire, and that's kind of frightening to me.
I'm not concerned about that because, well, certainly not under the Obama administration. If we reelected George Bush again, you know.
So you don't think so. You think it's over. You think the days of the California
Raids. These are going to be state-licensed, state-regulated nonprofits.
How it is in California?
No, absolutely not.
No?
The state government in California does not license or regulate the dispensaries. It's all done at the county level. And, you know, it's different in each county. I don't know the system very well, but this is happening in New Mexico and Rhode Island. It's state licensed, it's state regulated, and if the feds came in, that would be a direct violation of the clearly stated policy of this administration. And I don't think there's any risk of that.
It would be just another reason to declare independence if the feds did decide to go and do something like that. I hope you're right. I hope that we don't see more violence in that way because it's the most horrific thing to me, one of the most horrific things.
We'd have to have a revolution if that happened.
Well, I prefer evolution. I don't want to go back around at the beginning because
look
where it got us.
I do, too. But I don't think the DEA would make the stupid political state of invading our state. But, you know, it's also important that the legislature and the governor pass this bill, whereas the people of California passed that by ballot initiative, and nobody in the state government really wanted it.
Right. And, of course, the government knows that the people are too stupid to rule themselves. Even the Constitution says something about
it. By going through the process the way we did, we really convinced the legislature, we convinced the public, and really there's not a lot of opposition to it left in the state except the attorney general and the chiefs of police.
Let's say this moves forward. Let's say the governor passes it and New Hampshire gets medical marijuana. What's next? What's New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense going to focus on at that point?
Well, I'm going to take a little vacation and catch up on sleep and think about it. How about
well
that?
Needed. Okay.
We need to know whether we're going to win or not on this, and it's still very much up in the air. So we want people to call the governor's office, 271-2121. Tell them what you think.
Thank you, Matt Simon, for doing everything you've done for medical marijuana here in New Hampshire. It's been a tough road, and finally, hopefully, you'll get what you've been working so hard to do here. And I think that if this governor has any sense in his head, if he wants to get reelected, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, then he should go ahead and pass this. We'll find out in good time. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Matt Simon from New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. We'll take your calls coming up about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling. How to conceal your stash. And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to
on
jail.
To NeverGetBusted.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
We are really live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in front of an audience of, oh, I don't know, 70? 60? 50? A lot of people are here. I'm not so good at estimating crowd sizes, but this is a fairly large room that we are broadcasting from at Rogers Campground, and it's about half full, I would say. People are having a good time enjoying one another's company, socializing, playing card games, and I know there's going to be a lot of board games probably being played tomorrow. A whole list of things that is happening tomorrow. Good reasons to come up here to the Lancaster, to Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. They've got, let's see, just to look at what's happening tomorrow. Shooting Sharply. If you're an expert shooter or newbie, you can join expert gunman Pete Herrick and others just 15 miles here from Rogers at the Dalton Shooting Range. They're going to be doing a little bit of shooting technique classes happening tomorrow, so that should be fun. 10 a.m. to noon, you'll be able to get together with the Alliance for the Libertarian Left and our Alliance of the Libertarian Left talking about agorism. In fact, Nick from the Alliance will be talking with us here in a few moments. We'll talk more about that at that time. 21st Century Preparedness, 7 Practical Tips for Disaster Readiness. That's happening tomorrow. Also, if you're feeling stressed, you can get yourself a Swedish deep tissue massage. Plus, of course, the requisite cookouts and such happening throughout the day.
Tattoos being administered by expert tattooists.
If you want an illegal tattoo, they are available here, and I don't believe they've been raided yet, so that's good news, too. We've made the move panel tomorrow afternoon. Get together with people who have made the move to New Hampshire and get their experiences. Learn about what happened to them. Maybe you'll hear from some families. Maybe you'll hear from some single people. I don't know who they've got on the panel this year, but it's always a good one. Plus, there are things for kids to do here. We're at a campground. There's a playground. There's a swimming pool.
There's a water slide.
There's a water slide race happening actually tomorrow afternoon.
That.
You want to talk about fun? Also, Motorhome Diaries. We had Pete and Jason on the show tonight, and Adam from the Motorhome Diaries. Well, tomorrow from 2 to 4. In the afternoon, they've got their own panel discussion where they're going to show some of their videos that they put together, and they'll be taking questions and talking about the Motorhome Diaries. Also, Off the Grid, On the Path, talking about sustainable gardening, livestock practices, things like that. Plus, lots of board games. There's like a whole 4-hour block where people are just going to be having fun playing various different board games. The Porcupine Olympics, something for kids, going on tomorrow as well. Mini golf, and then there's another panel where people who have run for office here in New Hampshire, Free Staters who've run for office, and actually won, will be talking about their whole experience.
We should hear from the ones that have lost, too.
A Dance Revolution contest for the kids. That's going to be fun. Happening tomorrow. There's just so much happening. There's even a silent auction going on. And, of course, Free Talk Live broadcasting live. And then our competition tomorrow night, Mark, something that's going on at the same time as Free Talk Live, will be the Soapbox Idol. And our friend Gardner Goldsmith, who has been lurking around here, there he is, he's going to be one of the judges on the Soapbox Idol tomorrow night. So I'm a little jealous that we don't get to experience it. But basically, you get the opportunity to rant to get up and prepare your best 3-minute rant on the topic of your choice. And then you just do your rant, and they give you your score, and somebody's going to walk away with a prize, I believe. Is there a prize for this thing? I don't know. But it's going to be fun either way.
Yeah.
So that's some of the things. Those are some of the things happening tomorrow. Of course, there's more on Sunday, but we'll save some of that for tomorrow night's show because we've got a lot of interesting people here to talk to. We've got a few folks on the phone that have been waiting very patiently. So we're going to take a quick phone call here from Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Yes, I wanted to clear up a science thing that Mark was talking about 3 weeks back, maybe. I'm not quite sure. But it was
okay.
About maybe anything that you would compost that decomposes. And
yes.
And it turns out that sometimes things do decompose in different ways and produce different gases when they decompose. Okay, and Mark was claiming, or thought it was a silly claim that when you have compost in a landfill that it produces methane, but if you have compost above ground, it produces carbon dioxide.
Oh,
but,
really?
But that's actually what does happen.
So what does happen?
What happens when stuff is above ground and decomposing? Well, there's oxygen present. So this is an aerobic action, a reaction. It can absorb that oxygen and produce carbon dioxide. And that's usually what happens. Your compost heap gets warm and all that. But if you don't have any oxygen present in the environment, usually you can take like cow manure and water and put it in an oxygenless environment.
Right.
And when the manure decomposes in that environment, there's no oxygen there to produce the carbon dioxide, right?
Right.
There's no oxygen to make the carbon dioxide, so you get four hydrogen that combine with the carbon to make methane. So there is two different gases that can be produced from the composting mechanism.
When, I stand corrected.
When it just depends on the environment that the compost is in. Okay.
Got it. Thank you for the clarification, Dan.
Okay.
Any other thoughts tonight?
Yes, I have one more thought. And this goes to Jason, who bought the argument about dying in 2012 or end of world or whatever.
Oh, he was kidding. He didn't really buy the argument.
Well, okay. he said his question was, what should I do, you know, since the world's going to end? And I think the answer should be he should have more sex.
Yeah, well, it doesn't hurt, I suppose. Of course, if he's wrong about the world ending, then he might have a few more babies than he'd hoped to have at that time.
You can use some condoms, too.
It's a good idea. You might as well live it up. Of course, then the religious folks would say that Jesus wouldn't like that very much, and, you might burn in hell for all eternity.
Well, I thought Jesus was going to kill him anyway.
What's that?
Oh. I thought Jesus was going to kill him anyway. So
yeah, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I think we'll all be fine in 2013. But thank you for the call, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's always the burning and the health.
I just remember Y2K when I was in the office on, I think it was January the 31st. It might have been December 31st or December 30th. I'm not sure which. Just before it all occurred, and I heard Ron Miller at 105.9 WYNF cutting the spots for January 1st, and he's like, "Oh yeah, it's Y2 the day after Y2K, and looks like we all made it, and everything's fine." You know, so it's really funny.
Yeah,
nothing happened then, and I'm a little doubtful anything's gonna happen in 2012.
All right, so we're gonna talk to some more interesting people that are out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brooke Kelly is joining us. You are with Restore the Republic. And you wanted to tell us about Freedom Rides. So, Brooke, get real close on that microphone, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you got to get really, really, really close to the mic.
Okay.
And yep, because we don't want to get feedback here from our equipment. So what is a Freedom Ride?
Okay, well, many people have probably heard of the Freedom Rides of the 1960s, which is where a group of people rode from D.C. to New Orleans on public transportation, promoting rights for civil liberties, as well as advocating that we do not have segregation anymore. They were largely successful in that. And we've decided to revive the Freedom Rides. It's Freedom Ride 2009. Now, though, because I think we've come such a long way with civil liberties, we are promoting all human rights, and that now it's the segregation between the masses and the elite, and we're trying to raise awareness for that. We're actually out there, and can you believe people are asking us what is a bailout? You know, it blows my mind. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. it makes you realize just how far we have to go.
So give me an example of what a Freedom Ride actually is. Now, that's what it stands for, but how does it work?
Well, we started in Tampa, and our first stop was Savannah. And we've just, we traveled up, a friend and I and our dog. And we just, in a little four-door car, traveled around from city to city. We stop in every major location and do a social demonstration of a different kind each time, something usually theatrical that engages people.
Cool. And what, do you have a website that you're promoting?
Well, we're covering everything on the blog.
Where is that?
RestoretheRepublic.com/blog, V-L-O-G. It's a video blog.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And so how long have you been at this?
Right out of a month. And
wow, all right. And what are you driving around in? I mean, what's your vehicle of choice?
It was a Toyota Camry.
Okay.
Yeah.
It still is? You're still doing this, right?
Actually, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. My partner ran out of money.
Uh-oh.
And I got funding for everything, so the gas is all paid for. But I'm kind of in the same situation the Motorhome Diaries people now. I'm trying to get another person. I have a car that we can go in. I'd like to have an extra person because it's good to have interaction and stuff when you're out on the street.
Were you here yesterday, or is this your first day at the Porcupine Freedom Fest?
Yeah, I was here.
Well, have you found any qualified people here? I mean, there are hundreds of like-minded folks.
I'm just now looking, and that's, you know, maybe I'll find somebody who doesn't make the final cut for Motorhome Diaries, but if anyone is out there that can come, everything is paid for, same deal. You just need $400 to pay for your food.
Your own food.
Brooke, you're not going to have any trouble finding somebody.
Yeah, Brooke is looking for somebody to travel with her around the country. I'm sure that'll be very difficult. All right, Brooke, let me hold your feet to the fire here a little bit. What's Restored the Republic? What is that?
It's just about bringing the Constitution back to its roots.
Bring slavery back?
No, minus that part.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. You got to be careful with that whole go back to the Constitution thing.
We want to move forward as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why bother restoring the Republic?
Because we've come such a long way to the point where freedom, people talk about freedom like we have it, and we just kind of don't, you know? Like, we were out there traveling around. We got the cops called on us 7 times out of 8 days. Just for holding up signs to promote liberty and peace.
Thank you for going out there and
so much for that First Amendment crap.
What you're doing, I don't know if it's possible to restore the Republic. I don't know if I really think that I should bother trying. I think we should focus on independence and declaring ourselves free from the federal government rather than trying to reform it and turn it back into what it once was, whatever that even is. Thank you for coming on the show.
Direction tonight. To go, though.
But thanks for everything you're doing. More coming up. Hour 3 on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.